Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 20th of May, 1971. The title is, The Stage of Being a Bestower of Knowledge and a Bestower of Blessings. The Stage of Being a Bestower of Knowledge and a Bestower of Blessings. Do you experience in yourselves both the virtues of being a bestower of knowledge and a bestower of blessings? Just as Baba is the bestower of knowledge and the bestower of blessings, in the same way, do you consider yourselves to be the embodiment of both these attainments? The more you become a bestower of blessings, the more the power to give blessings as a bestower of blessings will increase. Do you experience both these? Or do you simply have the part of being a bestower of knowledge at present, and that at the end you will play the part of being a bestower of blessings? What do you think? The children answered, some said that both parts are being played at this time, and some of the children said that only one part was being played at present. Baba continued, to which souls do you give blessings, and for whom do you become a bestower of blessings? One is to give knowledge, and the other is to give it as a blessing. So, are you the bestower of knowledge or a bestower of blessings? To whom do you give blessings? You become the bestowers of knowledge, those who give knowledge anyway, but sometimes, as well as being a bestower of knowledge, you also have to become a bestower of blessings. When is that? In order to become a bestower of knowledge for such souls who lack courage and power, but who have a desire for attaining something, you have pure feelings and good wishes to specially give power to them. So, as well as being the bestowers of knowledge, you also become the bestowers of blessings. You give them extra power from yourself in the form of a blessing. So, you have to give blessings as well to be a bestower. Therefore, you are both of these. Have you had this experience? On the path of bhakti, blessings are received through visions because those souls are so weak that they are not able to imbibe knowledge. They themselves are not able to become effort makers. This is why they have a desire for blessings, and they do attain something in the form of blessings. In this way, when you see the desires of weak souls that come in front of you, and for whom you have feelings of mercy and compassion, you must become merciful, and with the help of all your powers, you must help them and uplift them. This is the form of a blessing. Now tell Baba, are you both of these or just one? You have to hold special programs for certain souls, because they are not able to imbibe this through their own power. So, you are the Shiv Shaktis who give the blessing of power. This is why you are told that now you have to do more service of being a bestower of knowledge. At the end, there will be very little service of giving knowledge, but the service of giving blessings will be greater. This is why, at the end, these sanskars will merge in the souls who receive blessings, and then these merged sanskars will emerge in the corporate, in the form of devotees. So now, there is the service of being a bestower of knowledge. Then later, there will be the service of being a bestower of blessings. Do you understand? There will not be that much time then, nor will the souls have that much power. This is why there will be service of becoming the bestowers of blessings and giving blessings. At present, you do very little of this service. Then, you will have to do it to a greater extent. Now, you are doing the service of creating heirs. Later, there will only be the service of creating the subjects. However, in order to create so many subjects in a short time, in order to become the embodiment of blessings, to what main aspect do you have to pay attention? What have you got to do to become the embodiment of a bestower of blessings and to be able to give blessings to so many souls in a short time? In order to become a bestower of blessings, the main effort you have to make is, on the path of bhakti, you sang again and again that you would sacrifice yourself completely. And so, if you do this in a practical form, the one to whom you sacrifice yourself will give you all blessings and make you the embodiment of blessings. So, at every moment, in every thought and in every action, check whether you are fulfilling the promise you made of sacrificing yourself. Baba is the bestower of blessings. So, all of you also become the bestowers of blessings, the same as the Father. So, do you do that much checking? You should not have even one thought of anyone else. Your every thought should have the significance of sacrificing yourself to the Father. If you continue to have such checking, would Maya be able to have the courage to oppose you? She will not have the courage to oppose you, but instead, she will bow to you again and again and take leave. Do you understand? In order to become like this, you need that much checking. Secondly, in order to become the embodiment of blessings, you should check whether you have accumulated such a stock of all powers within yourself that you are able to give to others. If you have not accumulated anything, what can you give to others? So, in order to become the embodiment of blessings, fill yourself with all the powers to such an extent that you are able to give to others. Have you got an account of this much accumulation? Or is the result such that as you earn, you use it up? One is to earn and use it up. The second is to earn and accumulate. And the third is not to earn even enough for the self, in which case you have to take help from others in order to carry on for yourself. You have gone beyond the third stage, but have you gone beyond the second stage, that is, to earn and use it up? The first stage is to accumulate. So, do you check your bank balance every day? Many beggars will come to beg, and so you have to accumulate sufficient so that you are able to give to everyone. Have you learned how to accumulate? How much have you accumulated? You can tell from your accounts, can you not? Have you seen your account? Many are such that they keep withdrawing from their account and use it up, and are not aware of anything. But when they suddenly see their account, they think, "What happened? It will not be like that here anyway." Acha. What special virtue and task are visible in those who have an account of accumulation? From the face and the features of those who have accumulated a treasure store, you will be able to see the present godly intoxication and the intoxication of becoming Narayan in the future. And from their eyes and their forehead, all souls will be able to see this intoxication clearly. This is the sign that is visible in those who have accumulated an account. Their face will be serviceable. Their face will continue to do service. You can also see whether each one has accumulated a little or more from their face. You can tell from the face and the features of someone what he has accumulated. Just as you have this experience from the non-living images, they do not say anything, but you have this experience from their face and their features. In the same way, your face will make your every thought and your every action clear. So check yourself in this way. Is every soul able to see the intoxication and the goal from your face? Even if a wealthy child becomes poor, his sparkle and his intoxication shows that he belongs to an elevated clan. In the same way, nothing can be hidden from the face of those who are constantly full of all treasures. You have the mirror, but do you constantly keep it with you? Do you continue to look in the mirror every moment? Many are such that they do not need to look in the mirror again and again. So, do you look in the mirror every second, or do you not need to look in it? Until you have developed a natural practice of checking yourself, you must continue to check yourself again and again. Gradually, you will become such that you will not need to look in the mirror again and again. You will constantly remain decorated. Until you develop the habit of remaining decorated, you have to look in the mirror again and again and also put your decoration right. When you have seen that for 2 to 4 times Maya has not been able to spoil your decoration, you will no longer need to look in the mirror again and again. You will then continue to have a vision of yourself through others. Others will speak of this and sing your praise. Acha. All of you are the victorious jewels, are you not? You are the victorious jewels anyway, but you also have to see how many garlands of victory you have around your neck. This garland of victory continues to increase day by day. It is increasing, but you also have to check to what extent it has increased. When a garland is long, what do people do? They put it around their neck twice, and this makes the decoration look beautiful. So, have you put such a long garland around your neck? So, check how many jewels of victory increased in the garland of victory. The saying that the world changes through one's vision applies to this time. No matter how tamoguni and rajoguni the souls that come in front of you may be, with your satoguni vision, their world, their stage, and their attitude should change. As you progress further, many souls will have this experience. When they come in front of you, they will know not just about the three worlds, but also about their complete life story. Just as at the beginning, at the time of establishment, there was not so much service through knowledge, but you used to take everyone beyond with just your glance. So too, at the end, you will not have a chance to do service through knowledge. Whatever happened in the beginning is what will happen through you at the end. Just as the seed of a tree is first visible, then it becomes merged, and at the end, that tree is visible in a practical form, so too. The first foundation that was laid in you souls of the beginning, that service has to take place again at the end. Acha Om Shanti.